The ongoing turmoil in Egypt is taking its deadliest form in the Sinai Peninsula. Attacks by militants have dramatically increased since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. In the latest development, Egyptian media have reported that 10 militants were killed over the past 48 hours in an army offensive against militants in the north of Sinai.
I think that Friday, which is the 10th of Ramadan and marks the anniversary of the 1973 victory over Israel, will be the zero hour for the army to purge the Sinai Peninsula from all the extremists and jihadi hotspots who have intentionally killed dozens of police officers.
The media report came after three officers were killed in separate attacks. Daily deadly assaults on the joint army police forces in the north of Sinai have been taking place since the ouster of Morsi on July 3rd. Army reinforcements have now reached the area. Apache helicopters are also surveying the north Sinai. Israel has given the go-ahead to an Egyptian request to increase forces in the border area. The Camp David peace treaty between Egypt and Israel stipulates that Sinai is kept as a demilitarized zone. But Israel said it is allowing the additional forces and reinforcements in hope that Egypt will be able to curb militants in the area. The people of Sinai have consistently complained of marginalization and underdevelopment, in addition to a bitter legacy of police brutality since the days of Mubarak, all of which have aided for Sinai becoming a hotspot for lawlessness and militancy. Sinai remains to be the most challenging problem ahead of the Egyptian army and police in the wake of Morsi's ouster. Experts believe that Sinai needs a comprehensive development program in order to end the route for extremism in the area. Karim Gwanedine, Press TV, Cairo.